Today we're talking with Pat Gilardi, who is seeking another term on the Cotati City Council. Thank you for being with us here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So another term suggests maybe there's some unfinished business that you feel like you need to take care of. What would that be?
Well, I think everybody realizes that the economy in the last 2 years has gone completely sideways, and Cotati, like many cities across the United States, have been negatively affected. So I would say that that's the unfinished business. The citizens of Cotati have agreed to a five-year sales tax, and in that time, we need to find our way to a sustainable budget.
That's kind of a show of faith from the citizenry, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that we can get it done. I really do. We need to look at everything we're doing, every decision that we've made, how efficient we are, or perhaps how inefficient we may be, and make those adjustments in the next 5 years, look at it through our trend analysis, see how it looks in 5 years and well beyond, and at the same time, make a real commitment to our reserve policy so that if there's a second dip, if this happens again, we're poised to move forward.
Now, Cotati has had to tighten its belt for a number of years now. One of the first cities I recall that began taking Fridays off. So by now, I'm guessing it's a fairly lean civic operation.
Cotati has always run pretty lean. I think the first set of Fridays came off back in the 90s during ERAF, if anybody even remembers ERAF, certainly before my time. So we know how to run lean, and we are doing so again, and hoping to bring some things back to the community as well, though. We've lost some programs that are very near and dear to us, such as recreation. We have a wonderful opportunity with the acquisition of Folletti Ranch through the Open Space District, and we're hoping to build those things for the future and hopefully continue to run lean, but find some quality for our citizens as well.
City staffing at a sustainable level now?
We have recently authorized the hiring of a police lieutenant and a police officer. We're looking at our police department right now, again, looking at efficiencies, trying to find a way to get our sergeants out on the streets. Police staffing has been short for a very long time, and we're trying very hard to try and address that right now.
A lot of the council candidates I've been talking with are focusing on the need to try to attract more business, more sales tax revenue into town. Is that an issue for Cotati?
Oh, absolutely. And we have two wonderful opportunities in Cotati. One is our Northern Gateway project, which is a specific plan that's already been approved. It's poised, ready to go. We recently won a TLC, or Transportation for Livable Communities grant, to help us with the infrastructure in that project to get it going. We also have another wonderful opportunity with the Santero Way specific plan, which is right there next to the railroad tracks. It'll be a transit hub for not only buses, park and ride, but also train when the smart train gets here.
Can't come soon enough for Cotati, I'm guessing.
I'm very anxious for the smart train. It'll be wonderful.
Pat Gilardi is a candidate for the Cotati City Council. This will be a third term for her. On November 2nd, I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.